Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good morning. It's Sherry Veronica, Naked Departure Radio. And last evening, I received a couple historical messages followed by a call. And a gentleman, he didn't call me, but someone sending the information that he put out on social media called and reported that this man was brutalized by the Barbados police force, by the Barbados police in Barbados, and he was saying that he was held in the station, the police station, along as though they wanted the swelling to go down, and he wasn't processed within a reasonable time period, and he swears that he will be suing the police department. And when I put up his photos, and they also put up on this particular blog, people were commenting that it happens all the time in Barbados. It's nothing to be too shocked about. Just, you know, part of the culture, and everything is part of the culture, and, you know, what's, you know, the fuss. But, you know, there is a fuss, and he was pretty incensed that he was put in a chokehold, and the way he was treated inhumanely. And he has three audios out, and I will play them now. This is going to be a short show. This is just going to be on the police brutality, and the guy's name is Sean. And let me play his first audio. Here we go.
Yeah, the family good, but this is the situation here in right now. I swear, I want you for that, put that on Instagram so everybody can see what the police do to you, say. Or this ain't done it, so I know them feel it is. And on top of that, I got witnesses on how to move, I think, or may move real brutal with you. You understand? You may not give me a chance. You may either lay down in my car, big man, and you may surround car, one start to choke me. You say it was in on the driver's side, laying down. You say, one start to choke me, and I tell you, man, you choking me too tight, big man. But big man, you got my neck too tight. You say, it's at your man start to cuff me in my face, big man. As you can see in the photos, I think, and all the men in the car beating me by this asshole. A real thing. And drag me out of the car and thing. I believe after they didn't see people, they would have got beat worse. So this is a court case right now. You know, I land this slide, because you know how you rule. I ain't give a fuck. I land this slide, big man.
Yeah, that was one part. And like I said, there are three parts. Let me play the second part to his audio.
Hey, man, can I roll me talking about... I up with my chair mother, then get a call that I cultivating out here. Now, what them there saying, right? That then get a phone call saying that I cultivating in St. Joseph. Yes, I go all through the gully, and think, ain't find nothing. So, they charge me for assault and resisting arrest.
Yeah, here's the third part. Here we go.
The man who owe me Saturday, man, Saturday morning, got me in the station. I got a good court. I spent Sunday morning inside the station. Monday come, I tell myself I got in court. And the man that come there after me, I think, getting processed, I got along to court. I didn't realize I'd be here yet. The man come for me after 1 o'clock, minutes to 2. Man come for me, did process me, then call me to hold a fresh, and I get court late. My straight done gone. You see? And I had a good court Tuesday morning out to get bail. Do all this so that my face would be swelling and things would go down, but that ain't help.
Yeah, well, that's what he said. Barbados is known for its inequalities. Barbados police, they're known for raping women. and brutalizing men. These things are known. It's a very scary place. It's some place that if you go, you should not overstay your welcome. People that live there are now beginning to see the light. They're beginning to understand exactly what's going on in their nation because there's something called social media and the internet, and it's popping. Everything that's happening in Barbados, if it can be revealed, it is being revealed. If someone can use their cell phone without being detected, that's what they're doing. The videos are not usually very good videos because you can see the person is doing it on the sly, but at least we have an idea what's happening in Barbados. It's a place that is corrupt from the top to the bottom. I know because I speak from experience. I was raped. I was abused. I was beaten by a man named Mark B.A. Thompson in Barbados. And at that time, he was the president of the Rotary Club in Barbados West. He was actually running the head of the Rotary. So it doesn't, you know, they don't discriminate because they have nothing to fear. Barbados is a slave society, and it moves like a slave society. And until they get to know their history, it's not going to get any better. In fact, history is beginning to show that black men have always been pimps. They've always pimped their mothers, their children, their sisters, the women in their societies. It's beginning to show a very dark light about black men, and they've never fought. Black men have never fought for their freedom. They've never fought for their women. So, like someone was saying yesterday on the internet, we've never had men. Black women have never known a black man. And if they come close to being a man, it's because they were socialized white. And you can use that and think whatever you want to think. But I think that for me, I understand that. For my grandmother, my mother, and women of my past, I think that they understood, but it was a little bit too late. But people are beginning to clue in and understand that, you know, within our race, our black race, we really don't have any men. They are mostly pimps, and they will sell us to the highest bidder, or they will cheat, they will lie, whatever they can do to get over it, they do. And this is, you know, this is something that we have to accept. We cannot be in denial about this because it's real, it's true, it's our experience. So with this, I'm going to end the show. It's going to be, as I say, just about police brutality in Barbados. It's nothing new. Barbadian police is like the Uncle Tom of modern day 21st century. You know, they have no problem brutalizing their own because they protect the white man's interest in Barbados. That this is known. The police are in Barbados to protect the white interests. So with that said, this is Naked Partial Radio, Sherry Veronica, and I will speak to you soon again. Thank